Mike in Maryland's dealing with moisture in the basement. What's going on?
Well, actually, I'm having a problem with water coming in, and I don't know if it's... We have Bilco doors in the back, and whenever it rains, we have a sump pump which pumps the water out, but it seems like we're getting a lot more water than... And it's an unfinished part of our basement. About a third of it's unfinished, and that's where it seems to be coming in, and I'm at my wit's end because I was told to put some kind of a sealant on the floor and on the walls, and I did that, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Mike, I hate to tell you, but no matter how much of that sealer you put on your basement, your house is not going to float.
Darn. Well,
so what you need to do here...
I guess we're stuck in the neighborhood we're in, then.
your problem, you're not going to sail down to a new lot. Your problem is gravity, all right? So let's deal with that. First of all, the fact that you're getting water in your basement after a rainfall is actually very good news, because that means that the source of this is not a rising water table. Hence, you really don't need that sump pump if we can get this drainage problem fixed. And
okay.
Drainage is the problem. So I'm going to tell you how to do your own wet basement inspection here from the 20 years I spent doing these sorts of things as a home inspector. I want you to go outside first, and I want you to look at the ground right around the foundation perimeter. In a perfect situation, you're going to want to see soil that's sloping away from the wall. I'd love to see it drop about 6 inches over 4 feet. I'd also like to make sure that there's no topsoil, no mulch, no stone, no river rock, you know, trapped by a brick edging or anything like that that's going to impede water flow away from the foundation walls. Exactly.
Okay.
The second thing, and this is even more important than the grading, this is like 75% in terms of the importance scale, is your gutter system. You have to have a gutter system. The gutters have to be clean. The downspouts have to extend water not right to that corner of the foundation, but out 4, 5, 6 feet away. If you've got a wet basement, the water has got to get pushed out well away from the first few feet of the foundation.
And
the
have to make sure you have sufficient downspouts, enough of them.
That's right. You need one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface.
Now, I know in the front of the house where it's finished, they had, because the house is over 25 years old, they have the tubing that goes out of the front spouts through the front of our yard that they've dug a trench, and it goes into the gutter or the trench in the front. But in the back, that's not the case.
Well, is the water coming in the back or the front?
In the back. So it's in the unfinished part of the back of the house.
Well, where do the downspouts discharge for that area?
Just up, almost up against the house, I think.
Well, there you go. See, we solved it. You're going to go... Listen.
You have no idea how much of a difference this is going to make.
Mike, this is going to be huge. Here's what I want you to do. Just to entertain us, I want you to go out to the home center and pick up a couple of lengths of downspout and hook it up to the end of that discharge. I don't care if it's 8 or 10 feet out. Just drop it out there so all the water now runs away from the foundation.
Okay.
And then watch what happens.
And pray for rain.
Pray for rain. You're going to eliminate this problem. This is so obvious and so easy to fix, you're going to kick yourself when you see how quick it remedies itself.
Well, what I'm kicking myself now after speaking to you guys is the two plumbers that I've had out here that have talked to me about raising the level of the sump pumps around. And
if you call a plumber, you're going to get a plumbing solution.
Response, right.
You understand what I mean? This is what these guys work with all the time. So they're going to give you something. It's not that they're being dishonest with you. This just is their area of comfort. Is how to maybe improve the work of the sump pump. You know, my area here is trying to keep that water out to begin with. And when the house floods because of a rainfall, it's always drainage. You should be looking up, not down.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You know, Tom, I was at a friend's house in Westchester, and in those cute little communities over there, a lot of these old homes are built, you know, practically on the sides of rocks, or rocks protrude into their unfinished basements.
Okay.
And the friend is new in the house, and they have this unfinished space, and they get water, he says, runs through, you know, an inch comes down from where the rock is coming through the wall, all the way through the basement and then out the garage door.
That's a waterfall. We usually charge more for that.
So as I was looking around his house, I noticed that there were two buried drains that went from the upper part of the rock wall area that came down through the property and then out to the street. And I looked up them and they were clogged completely. And I said, get someone, snake these out. I said, I guarantee you're going to see a major improvement. It's amazing how much water can move, and you really do need to clean these spouts.
It's also amazing that how a very, very, you know, simple solution like extending your gutters or cleaning your gutters can solve what's perceived to be a very expensive and complicated problem. It's really
not.
Very easy to fix.
And inexpensive.
Mike, thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.